good evening all. I'm dedicating this evening to my mother-in-law's mother, who's her 10th year seder is being observed today. The name is Bela Bat Shlomo, and we pray that the Torah learning this evening should serve as an aliyah for her and neshama. Amen. Prateha, so we are in the middle of Mitzvah Chafav 26, the mitzvah of, or the prohibition to have other gods, to believe in other gods. So Prateha, we are in the middle over here where we're listing the laws of this of the mitzvah. We're just starting to do this. So what are they? Kigon Masha Amru, that which Chazal tell us, Shem Kibel Beloha Echad Mikol HaNevraim, that if a person accepted one of the creations of the world, one of God's creations upon himself as a god, Va'afilu Modeh Shakadosh Baruch Hu Sholeit Alav Va'al Eloho, and even if you would admit that, okay, God created this being, I'm going to accept that being onto myself as a god, but I believe that God is still in charge of both of us, but this guy is also a god, that the one that this other creation that God made. So even that, avar al lo yihya, person violates this prohibition, you shall not have other gods before me. So among these laws also include those manners of serving God, which would be a normal way to serve that God, and the abnormal ways to serve that God. Some gods we know from Tanakh, some gods, without getting too graphic, some gods in Tanakh, the way to serve them was that you would go to the bathroom in front of them, and that was the form of service back then. So this is like a disgusting thing to do, but that's how they used to serve those gods. So if I do something like that, that seems like a objectively something that's a desecration. So if I did that as the normal way of serving that God, what the halacha is in that case, because you can't get away from the fact that it's objectively, it is disgusting to do that. So what the halacha is over there, all the four prohibitions that we said before, for the four regular ways of serving gods that will be prohibited for all, for serving any god, ad hechan mitpashet isuran. So regarding these, how far do we extend these prohibitions? Okay, for example, Kain Mash Amru Zachram Levracha, is that which Chazal tell us? Deshiber Makelefaneh Bechlal Zibuachu, that if a person breaks a stick before an idol, then that in theory could be considered like Shechita. That's like slaughtering an offering to another god. How is it like slaughtering an offering? Because you just like you cut the neck off, so you cut the stick in half. So that could be considered like slaughtering. So even something like that would be prohibited. So how far do we take all these four various prohibitions, the general prohibitions of serving gods? And similarly, that which Chazal tell us they prohibited, you can't learn the various books that are related to idol worship, the books that are particularly have been compiled to how to serve the other gods, and nor can you read these books that have any other concepts in it that are related to this god. Kol shegormen l'ha'amin ba'ad b'shum tzad, he qualifies that, he says you can't do any of this as long as it's, it might lead you to believe in another god in some way, shape, or form, then it would be prohibited. And there's also a prohibition to even think about idolatry, that you believe in any other gods in any way, to think about that. We'll do a little bit more. What happens if you have a Jewish person who served an idol, who served some sort of avodah zarah? What is his status? How do we view him? Similarly, we would wonder what the law might be if a person a person accepted upon themselves to serve another god. They say, I believe in such and such god, but then immediately they took it away and said, you know, just kidding. Within a matter of seconds they said it. So the general rule is that this guy would be obligated, this guy would be chayev, he would have violated this prohibition. Why? Because we don't say that when it comes to accepting an idol or a form of avodah zarah upon yourself, you don't have the right to this toch de dibor rule does not work for this. It only would apply in other cases, but over here, if you take it right back, we still assume that you said it, and there's actually one other area of halacha like that, that if a person acquired a woman, he said harei at mikudesh esli to a woman, and he fully acquired her in the form of marriage, so even if he says a second later, actually, no, I didn't mean that, some guys actually might wish they would be able to take it back right away, but as long as you said it, then you can't take it back, and you're assumed to be married. Let's say, another case, if I was serving another god, not because I actually believe that this god had any powers, not that because I believe that he or she, whatever this thing, is a god, but rather, I love it. What does that mean? it's just beautiful. There's this amazing statue that I saw that is just absolutely gorgeous. So I'm just like mesmerized by it. Omiyira, or let's say I'm afraid of it, that I'm like superstitious. I think that if I don't treat it in such and such way, if I don't tap its shoulder three times every Tuesday night, then it's going to hurt me. So shelo tarealo, that it won't harm me. But shelo velo shekibla beloha, but not because in either of these situations they actually think it's a god. Rather, either you think it's really nice looking, or you're just afraid of it for whatever weird reason. V'kena usa lak kvodos, or you do some you do nice things for it. You honor the idol in some ways. Kigon chibuk nishuk sach malbish maniel. Let's say maybe you'll give it nice hugs, or you give it kisses. You like put oils on it. You anoint it with oils. You dress it up. You put shoes on it. Any of these situations would all fall under the rubric of this mitzvah. And mahu din isuro. And what is the law regarding the prohibition of all of these various acts? So we'll stop right here. We're still getting into the thick of it with regards to this prohibition, but for now, we'll stop right here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with this.